Well, the U.S. has recently nailed down deals to release dozens of detainees being held without charge in the notorious Guantanamo prison over the past 12 years. Administration sources in Washington say that the deals to release the prisoners have been bogged down mostly by Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. They noted that Hagel is reluctant to sign up the deals to avoid personal responsibility of the consequences. Pentagon says every case needs proper and thorough review. About 4 to 5 years ago, 79 of nearly 150 prisoners in Guantanamo had been approved for transfer after being assessed as posing no security risk to the country. But despite the approval, only one prisoner has been released so far. Earlier, we talked to human rights activist Randy Short about the situation of detainees at the Guantanamo prison. He said the delay in releasing the prisoners highlights the hypocrisy of U.S. democracy.
They've always done it. If anything, this parallels what the former Soviet Union did with prisoners that it had. So it shows a lack of the professed democratic values of the. And we can't ever get away from the fact that the United States has about 25% of the world's prisoners. This is what America is. What you're seeing is the African-Americanization of America's international policy towards its enemies, where now everybody's a black and everyone's going to get black treatment, and they keep people in jail here like they do overseas because they feel like it. This is the arrogance of what I call post-racial Anglo-American apartheid on steroids, but not within America, but outside. Now everyone's being treated the same way. They're making this a prison planet to attain their geopolitical and economic goals. And in a sense, these people are keeping Guantanamo open by them remaining in prison there justifies how the president didn't keep his promise to close the place.